Welcome to the Noonday Meditation with Wayne Vernon.
John chapter 13, verse 1. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. Central to the concept of love in the community of Jesus is the love of God for human beings. God's love is demonstrated in the incarnation and the sending of his Son to secure the salvation of the peoples of the world. But here in John chapter 13 and the verse 1, our Lord, on the cusp of his transition, says that he did something special for his disciples. The text says, having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. Last time we began addressing some critical points that this text presents. We looked at the fact that in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, the act of washing his disciples' feet was a demonstration of the authenticity and eternality of his love for them. Friends, Jesus loved us before the foundations of the world. This led to his loving obedience to the Father in the incarnation. Here in this text is the fact that he shared his absolute humility with his disciples as he washed their feet. This act baffled the disciples, but their concerns were duly addressed by our Lord. Note Jesus' explanation to his action. He said it was done as a demonstration of his incomparable great love for them, a love that is authentic and eternal. But in his own words, Jesus also declared that this act was paradigmatic of the love that exists and should exist in the community of the believers. You should do as I have done for you. Our Lord's act of humble service was an example to his disciples of how they should relate to one another. So in John chapter 13, 12 to 17, Jesus asked the question, "Do you understand what I have done for you?" You see, my friends, Jesus wanted to make sure they grasped the full implications of what he did. The disciples, as they were prone to misunderstanding Jesus, and just we are too prone to misunderstanding, they often misperceived his actions, motives, and intents. We do the same things because we see through lenses of culture, religion, and socialization, etc. Jesus said, "You hold me in high regard as your teacher. You respect me and honor me, and you are correct in doing so. You call me teacher," verse 14, "and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am." So here's the deal. Know that I, your Lord and teacher, who you hold in such high regard and honor, have washed your feet. You also should wash the feet of others. A model of humility is what Jesus presented them, a message and their motivation for humility and humble service. This is a paradigm. I have set an example for you. You should do as I have done for you. You know, my brothers and sisters, Jesus wanted his disciples to emulate him, to see in what he has done a model, a message, and their motivation. Do not think yourself too important to serve others, my brothers and sisters, but rather, think of yourself too important not to serve others. Jesus wants us to understand this. And so today I pray that you and I will recognize what our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to understand. Jesus wants us to be clear on the fact that service to one another is not too important for us. It does not speak to our importance when we choose not to serve one another. May you think of yourself today as being too important not to serve others. Should you need further instructions in these matters, please feel free to text the number 647-309-7302. If you desire to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, please text the word salvation to this number as well. We invite you, my brothers and sisters, to join us on Saturday for our preaching conference, which is coming up on Saturday. You cannot afford to miss it. It's going to be an amazing time of understanding how to prepare and how to deliver the Word of God to the people of God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Noonday Meditation with Pastor Wayne Vernon. Please forward this study to your friends, your relatives, associates, neighbors, and all those persons in your social network. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to communicate with us, and we will commit to supporting you in prayer. Until we meet again tomorrow, Shalom.